AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Baltimore police investigators are trying to determine how a man died in custody.
Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake admits her frustration.
I'm angry that we are here again, that we have had to tell another mother that their child is dead.
Closed-circuit TV video shows no physical confrontation between 25-year-old Freddie Gray and the police officers arresting him on April 12th. A bystander video shows officers dragging him to a van. Deputy Police Commissioner Jerry Rodriguez says sometime and somehow Gray suffered a severe spinal injury that led to his death.
What we don't know and what we need to get to is how that injury occurred.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Even though a suburban Detroit police officer has been charged with beating his client during a traffic stop, an attorney for Floyd Dent says he plans to continue his fight to prove that officers planted a bag of cocaine in Dent's car.
Floyd passed polygraph examinations by an expert polygraph artist, and we submitted those as well. There's no history at all in Floyd's background, and quite honestly, to his credit, people have come out at work defending his position.
Country singer Willie Nelson is planning a signature line of marijuana.
Well, now it's all going to pot.
Willie Nelson has not exactly hidden his affection for marijuana, and now he's setting himself up as a provider of a quality product. Nelson is working with growers to create Willie's Reserve. It will be grown and sold in Colorado and Washington, where recreational pot is legal. Nelson promises his marijuana will be the finest on the market. No word on when it will be for sale. Nelson plans to expand sales to other states if and when regulations allow. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
AC/DC drummer Phil Rudd has pleaded guilty to charges of threatening to kill and possession of drugs. This is AP Radio News. An American aircraft carrier is heading toward Yemeni waters to interdict any Iranian arms shipments to rebels there.
The Navy has been building up its presence in the Gulf of Aden and the Southern Arabian Sea amid reports Iranian ships may be heading toward Yemen to arm Houthi rebels. Navy officials now say the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt is steaming toward the area, where it will join about nine other American ships ready to interdict any Iranian vessels carrying weapons for the rebels. The vessels include cruisers and destroyers, carrying teams that can board and search other ships. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Shaken by the feared drowning of as many as 900 people in the Mediterranean, European leaders struggle today for an adequate response in the face of unremitting migrant flows and continued instability in Libya. Coast Guard ships at the moment are responding to new distress calls on the high seas. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.